with your breath, try to maintain silence, silence your mind, get yourself seated. Then we will officially pay respect to Lord Buddha. Then after that, we will have our official receiving ceremony and consecration. We welcome the affinity, the good affinity that we have from Brother Lim and Sumeru Group for offering to us the Buddha Rupa. During our first visit, it was offered spontaneously because there were actually instructions from the top. Then I saw initially Brother Lim just say, because for no reason towards the end we almost going back already. He said he went in first. Then all of a sudden he come out again. And he said, Raju, come on, I have something to show you. So I thought something nice to show me. So I went in, there were two Buddha Rupang, remember? One facing this direction, one facing the side, remember? Then immediately I felt something went in. Then he received the instruction. Then he straight away, he said, because I told him, I said, oh, this Rupang is good, beautiful. He said, I offered it to you. I said, sadhu. I said, wait. I look for Mi Fong. Then I said, where is Suya? Yeah, I knew this place, need this one. Actually, earlier on last year, you remember my birthday? Your Karanamita bought me through choice there. This Buddha Rupang with the light on and a fountain. Remember? The black, bronze color. Actually, I want to offer this to Suyan and Mi Fong's place. The size is just nice. But I checked fiberglass, hollow. So it doesn't serve the purpose. Because I knew this wisdom energy needs something solid to tap it. Then the condition just arise a few months back. I had this inner call and said, I have to go and look for one so that I can offer it here. Then all of a sudden, Michael Lu, through Sui An, asked me, Ratio, they invite us to visit Sumeru in Meru, right? And I heard of this place before. You know, I got one student, Kayamita also, who actually meditated under me and continued to see me for quite a while. He met me many years ago. Then for that 2 years, he cannot understand what I share and teach. Then after 2 years, he suddenly conditioned right, he came and see me. Then he learned so much thing. Then he keep on telling me he got another lay teacher. He said, I only got two this life, is it? He mentioned about this Brother Lim. He said, every time I go to Meru Klang and meditate, that place is a very special. He liked that place. We are very peaceful, very calm. So because of that, I heard about it and knew about it. Then I just let things be. Then suddenly, when Sui An told me, I said, okay, if that is the case, we go. Well, I also want to know what that place is and what I've heard from that priest. So because of that, the condition fall into place. Then that day, very strange. When we were there on the first visit, I didn't expect the place to be so beautiful and so well built, because it's a single person. Then I felt everything that is happening is like meant to be, and a lot of things happened. Then my nature knew, and he also knew. So that's why different people do different things. He has a what they call a vow. His way is to build all these places with all the conducive energy and environment and setting for you all to go and cultivate, meditate, and make use of whatever that they have actually developed over time. If I'm not wrong, it's about as old as HJBA, I think, about 17 years since he bought the piece of land and do all those things. So all this just happened. Then when he offered, I said, wait, call Rahasya Army for check. I said, is it okay to put here? Then at first they hesitated. Then after a while, I said, okay. Then we decide to thank Brother Liu for the offer. Then I say, this will benefit Kayanamita because the stillness energy, the concentration, the calmness, the very fine, what they call samadhi type of vibration is really there. What it needs is the complementary wisdom energy, the fine vibration, like he said, born of no evil root. That's Loba, Dosa and Moha. That type of vibration is very difficult to get. But our Thursday class we have, understand? And he has been here for quite a long, I think 5 more years. But there is nothing to hold it, retain it, understand? That's why it come and it go, understand? When the 2 hours we hear that time, it charge up, understand? Then the non-human rejoice. But when we finish, it disperse again, understand? So now we have this, it will be very strong. And this one, when it is meant to be, it knows. That's why finally, you are able to participate in this, we call it the historic moment, or auspicious moment, to be part of the installation of Sakyamuni Buddha Rupang into our, this, what they call Thursday class. Kayanamita sharing. So we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then just now, what was it I supposed to tell you all? Before I used the mic, I said something. Anybody remember? Oh yeah, okay, good. Now I remember. You see, as Kayanamita, we must actually rejoice and make full use of this condition. So I had a discussion with Sri Anand before. They decide to actually undertake to help, but not to make this place into like a temple, with the minimal image, because the daughter also need to have space and all those things. So we have to be sensitive as well. But this Rupang, because of the condition it come, we need to make offering as well, like puja and all those things. So what I suggested is to minimize their burden and also to have all Kayanamita participate in whatever wholesomeness. Every Thursday, before we start our class, those who can come early, 8 o'clock or 8:15, we are 8:15 sharp, we will start our puja. Okay? Okay? Then you can volunteer. Every week is open. Whoever want to undertake the offering, you don't worry about money. Tuesday class, Thursday class will sponsor the thing. But if you want to sponsor on your own, you can donate back to the Tuesday class. Okay? Oh, sorry, Thursday class. And Tuesday class fund. Our Kayan Metta fund. So, in this way, we can have more people to do the offering to the Buddha Rupang. Because every week, almost every week we have. So this flower, I don't know, lasts how long. You all who maintain it at the temple before, you can tell me how many days it lasts. 3-4 days. So which means in between, anybody wants to come and make offering, you can let Sri An Mifong know that, bring and just change the flower. Mifong volunteer to add water, clean water, and every morning he will do the whatever simple puja, respect, everything. Mifong and Sri An, then they got their own space and altar. Then this small Buddha Rupang, also very good energy. You want to shift up there, where is Sri An and Mifong? You want to shift up there, good. You can shift this up there. This one also charged already, but too small. it can hold up to certain limit on it. It's already full. So this I can put up there. So we should actually help out to do all this. It's very wholesome. And if you have the faith, I remember during the early day when I started Yun Chan 101, where is Yun Chan? You remember Vipassana Center when I gave my talk? There's one girl from Klang. She bring very beautiful flower and every time Tuesday class, she will put them there. I haven't seen so beautiful one, the flower, very beautiful. Long and very nice. Queen, is it Queen? She always bring one, I remember. So, it's up to you. I only accord and flow. You got condition, it manifests, then the Rupang is here. It has become a reality. Remember this day, 20th September. This is the first day we actually invited this Buddha Rupang that is meant to be installed here. And we should thank Sui An and Mi Feng for giving us the permission and condition to house this Buddha Rupang on behalf of all Kayanamita. He offered to me, I offered to all Kayanamita. Then I offered to place it at this Thursday class. Your Thursday class is the strongest group now. You all have a lot of faith, you have a lot of condition. And a lot of you all, you have your nature. You don't know when the time comes, you will know. Just now there was one young girl. Who was the young girl? Asked me a question. I saw her drive the car here. She's not around. A very young girl. Who drive on. Gone back early. She said just now when we were at the meditation place, where we... You see, that was his private meditation place. He normally don't allow people to go in there. But today, I don't know why, he took us in. Then he gave permission. He said, you can do what you want to do. So it's meant to be. So when we were sitting meditation there, even though 15 minutes, you know what she told me? She came and asked me, you know, tell how come that one? My forehead here, is it? Suddenly very strong, is it? Something, you know? I said, energy, is it? He said, yeah. He said, why like that one? I said, where go, why like that one? Past life, you have done those type of meditation. So he said, is it good or bad? Okay, the standard question, good or bad? I say it depends on the user. So if you understand, it will help you. But you don't understand, you use it wrongly, you will debate. So it's energy field. It's the third eye. But I say you don't worry. You just relax into it and silent. Then see what happens. And she's so young. That's why when you have done it before in the past, when you are in the right place, right condition, it will manifest. Understand? Then if you have faith, it will go in very fast. So these are the things that will happen. Then many of you may not know, when we are at the Kuan Yin Pond, you know what happened? That place, before we walk in, I purposely called Sister Lian. Yeah, I remember Buddha San, very safe. And she cried. Maybe she can share something. Where is she? You want to share? Pass the mic to her. She was crying, sobbing, because something happened.
When I was just going to enter the Kuan Yin place, the path was filled with bamboo. And that bamboo feeling gave me the euphoric feeling of when I was in Putosan. And I was just overwhelmed with joy.
Yeah. Yes, and very good. Continue.
And then when I wanted to go back and sit at the same place where I sat before the first time, because at that time, I felt some sprinkling of water.
Yes.
But something tells me, don't sit here.
Yeah.
So you saw me, I moved.
Yeah, I saw.
I took my slipper and I moved to the other side.
Yeah.
And it was when they are from the other side, when I look at Kuan Yin, she was so beautiful.
Yeah. A lot of joy today.
Yeah. The eyes was so different from the first time I saw her.
Yes. And the energy was so strong.
Yeah, and the energy was so strong. And I still remember the time when I
It's okay, slowly. Huh? That's why when that nature manifests, that feeling is very deep, and very, very different. It's not a, it's not the ordinary type of emotion. It's from deep inside. It's okay, let it come out. It's very good. Because when it touches your heart, it's like that one.
Very when I deep. Saw the word sing.
Yeah, in Mandarin, heart. She developed the understanding. She WhatsApped me. Then today she learned more. In China, you remember I read the WhatsApp to you all, the Thursday class? Sing means Kuan Yin, like, tell us to look into our heart, look within. This is how you cultivate. Then today he told me, he said, focus on Xing Jing, the Heart Sutta.
I just heard the voice telling me, focus on Xing Jing.
Because that is the highest teaching. Prajna Paramita. Prajna is perfection. Wisdom. Paramita is perfection. Perfection of wisdom. And that is the highest wisdom. Like Mimi asked me in the car early on, Xing Jing is so beautiful. While we travel from my house to Suyan's house this morning, he said, all of the great wisdom summarized in just that few, how many words, I don't know, 260, all of the wisdom summarized inside there, it's all got to do with the fine aggregate of form and mind and true emptiness. The fine aggregate of form and mind is within the conditioned world, understand that? There's a conditioned world, there is aggregate, all those things. There is Dhamma, everything. But within emptiness, all this disappear. Oh, what happened? Battery no good. Just now, it happened also. Never mind, that's why we need to charge it. Okay, clear. Then you know the drizzling. Immediately we go to the ground, like, hey, drizzle, until we are chanting finish. Because there was so much joy up there. You continue.
Hello. Okay, it's okay. And then about the drizzling. When I sat there, then I said, then how can I feel the sprinkling of water again? Because I wanted to feel that sprinkling of water again. And then when I sat there, when I feel the drizzling, then I said, wow, this time it's not just sprinkling of water, it's just sprinkling of water to every one of us. And it was like a message.
These are the holy water.
Kuan Yin
very
tells me
special.
That I'm here to bless all of us.
Mm.
All of, each and every one of us.
Yes, because Puthosan, the same thing happened. The whole of that few days we were there during our trip earlier on. Cloudy, so beautiful, with intermittent like that light diesel. But before we arrived at Ningpo, they told us the Taoyuan, 6 days, 6 nights, non-stop, very, very heavy rain. They said, you're also lucky, today you come, no rain, cloudy, good weather. Then after that, the Taoyuan say, you wait till you go to Puthosan, opposite, we had to cross over. He said, there's still raining like anything. The day we arrived, stop everything. So these are the conditions that manifest. So you see the drizzling. It's meant to be, like you say, it's cleansing, blessing. That's why I asked you to thank Kuan Yin for treating, remember? What was it? Blessing, protection, and guidance. Because life after life, I tell you, Kuan Yin, bless my nature. Protect my nature and guide my nature very beautifully. That's why I always have this gratitude. this great respect for Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. And for some of you, if you do Theravada, please have an open mind. You cannot understand Mahayana cultivation, you better have an open mind. For those who have the affinity and connect, they will know. And many of you have your past, you don't know. That's why you are like somehow the chosen few to actually did that. Because that place, they haven't really officially had that type of chanting. Because when they built that place, they say it's a Theravada place. They don't have an intention to have Kuan Yin on. When Brother Lim told us in the first visit, he said, Kuan Yin want to be there, want to appear there. That's why they have to build, they have to do. These are instructions from higher up. So they did, with the Sing Ching, so beautifully carved at the side. And that pond, you realize or not, the water so clear, the fish is so alive, so beautiful. And just now we repeated all this Prajna Paramita. When we were chanting the first one, Tapeto, the Sanskrit one, that was so beautiful. And that energy I just radiated. That's why I was standing there. Then when the Sing Ching was recited also, a lot of joy. That's why after that I transfer merit, share merit. We chant three times, remember? Akasata Chabumata Ozing. So these are the conditions that comes about. You can develop faith out of it. Please don't take it as something miracle, you know. Forget about it. So it's not about miracle. It's about your affinity, your understanding, developing the spiritual faculty, your faith to help you cultivate. And these are meant to be. Understand? That's why things happen. So later on, when you connect, you will come to know it's meant to be. Like I predict last year, this year, the Dhamma will flourish for all the Kayanamita. Then like all the duckling, one by one will reach the, what they call, the place you're supposed to reach. You're supposed to overcome all the hurdle. You remember the WhatsApp, the duckling? Striving very hard to climb the steps. Then the mother duckling just walk. Didn't even want to worry about them. So, yeah, they know they will make it. That is how they learn. So if you have faith, most important is faith, sadha, virya. Then diligently train your mind to develop sati, samadhi. And it will bring forth the great condition. You only need to have faith, sincerity, and diligence. This three things, it will drive you. Your power will be there. Okay? So now with this, shall we do the puja? This offering of flower, I purposely asked Pamansuri to get Kayanamita Fund Tuesday class and Thursday class to donate. So she told me very cheap, $26. I said, you reimburse first Tuesday and Thursday class, then donate back up to you. So we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then I think the other thing are prepared by Mi Fong. Haven't light the candle. Mi Fong, come. we give you the honor with Sui An. One person light one. Where is Sui An? Each person light one. Then the incense give to Padmasuri, because he make this flower and all this thing. Come, Padmasuri. Wow, sadhu. Then Joyce, offer your flower. Offer your flower. Then touch it and sadhu. You want to have a simple puja, now we pass the offering now. You got time or not? Is it too late? Maybe wait for Thursday. We do that officially. Today we just rejoice and make the offering. Sadhu la. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You must offer. So that all Kayamita also get to rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much. So even one lighter, at the appropriate time. It's so much wholesomeness. So we offer a glass of clear water. You know the significance, eh? Means clear mind, so clarity of mind, not heedless, don't have the hindrance, understand? Then light is to overcome darkness, understand? Then incense is what? If you have true wisdom, true virtue, true understanding, it's like the incense. There is a fragrance that you can sense it or smell it. It doesn't lie. So those who have the real virtue and wisdom, their nature shine forth. It's like the incense, spread far and wide. Then you have fruits. Then you have flower. Flower denotes impermanence. Fruit denotes generosity, dana you offer, as support for sangha and all people. So it reminds us of generosity, offering. Then it allows us to have the condition to rejoice. So now we pay respect mindfully. We will do the official puja to install this Buddha Rupa. Okay? After when we finish, remind me, don't forget, we need to take some photo for the gathering on 19 October. So you stay put after we rejoice. Somebody try to help take some photo. Because this is an important date, so that we can put it inside there, 20th September. This is the first day we install the Buddha Rupang, that is meant to be. So now we will start our official puja to welcome the installation of Sakyamuni Buddha Rupang here. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya macchapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Pay respect mindfully, then stay put. We try to take some photo. Okay, we will do the closing. Maybe before the closing. Before the closing, Puja, you all want Joyce to share something, huh? Don't want. Okay, never mind. Another day. We got something touch your heart. Okay, so we will do the closing, Puja. Then afterwards, maybe we can have small group photography or one. Those who want to go back, you can go back. We will do the usual sharing of merits. ETP so also can. Okay, we will chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. We chant ETP so first. But start with Namo Tassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Now we will chant the salutation to the Buddha. Iti piso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sukato lokavidu anuttaro visadhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddha vadavataṁ Svākāto bhagavata dhammo sandhittiko akāliko ehi pāseko opanāiko pācatāṁ veditātto vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho Nyāyāpatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho Sāmīcīpatipanno bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho Yādidāṁ cattāri purisa yukkani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sāvakasāṅgho Āhuneyo pāhuneyo Rakhineyo anjalikaraneyo Anuttaraṁ puññāṁ kettāṁ lokkhassa ti Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu. Now we will do the transform merits. Yeah? Sharing our merits with Deva, then transform merit, then you make your aspiration. This time, make strong aspiration. Huh? After we chant, you can make your own aspiration again. Vivachanda, sharing our merits with the Devas three times. Akasata cha bhumata Devanaga mahindika Punyantang anumoditva Chirang rakkhantu loka sasana Akasata cha bhumata Devanaga mahindika Punyantang anumoditva Chirang rakkhantu loka sasana Akasata cha bhumata Devanaga mahindika Punyantang anumoditva Chirang rakkhantu loka sasana Itta vata cha amehi Sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumodantu Sabba sampati siddhiya idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo sadu sadu Sādhu. So now the aspiration you make yourself, huh? We chant. Ibina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yava nivana patiya. Okay, this is a general aspiration. You invoke the power of your whatever wholesomeness that you have developed and cultivated. For causes and conditions, they avoid all the foolish and the evil one, meet up with the wise and the heedful one, so that enlightenment or nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. So this is a general aspiration that you should make your own, eh? Because today's wholesomeness and merits is very different. Eh? You invoke the power of this wholesomeness. Eh? It's a very special day. Eh? So you make your aspiration on your own. Then after that, you pay respect, Lord Buddha. then we end our official installation and receiving of the Sakyamuni Buddha Rupam to Brother Sri Ansar's for all on behalf of all Kayanamita. And we thank all those who have created the condition for this to happen, even all those higher beings that wanted it to be this way. Okay. Rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, do your aspiration. So thank you so much for participating. So you should develop the faith and rejoice. Okay. So you can see Sri Amifong very happy, especially Amifong very happy. So meant to be will be. Yes, very beautiful. That's why everything need affinity, sincerity, faith. As Kayanamita, a lot of things is happening to you all. You all don't know. Yeah, the Kayanamita fund has a lot of bearing and impact on your cultivation. You have faith. Okay.
ไปก่อนๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆๆ